Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
And I'm Marie. I'm so glad you guys can join us. Our topic today is Talk About It.
And the title of our lesson is Friends or Not. Friends or Not. Marie, did you ever go to lunch or go somewhere with a person you didn't really want to go with them?
Yes, I have. But it doesn't mean I don't like that person. Maybe we like different things or have different hobbies. Or maybe I just don't feel a connection with that person.
That's right. Maybe you don't have to be friends with everyone. That's not really possible. But you should be nice to everyone.
Yes, we should. And today we will talk about two friends, May and Julie. One wants to become friends with the other, but the other does not want to be friends.
Yeah, this is a difficult situation. What do you do or what do you say to a person who wants to become your friend, but you just don't have the time or don't really want them to be your friend?
Yeah, maybe you can think about this question too. Well, before we learn more, let's go to Jack. We need to learn our keywords.
Hello, May 和 Julie 两个人是好朋友。May 参加的是漫画社，漫画就是 comic， 所以 May likes comic books。漫画社就是 comic book club， 英文用 club 来指社团或是俱乐部。Julie wants to join the club too。Julie 也想参加漫画社。May 问 Julie。你又不喜欢看漫画，为什么要加入漫画社呢？朱莉回答说，这样我们就可以常常在一起啦。回答的英文是 answer， she answered May。 老师说 May 并不希望朱莉成为漫画社的会员，成员会员就是 member， she doesn't want her to be a member。 朱莉越讲越高兴，他还约妹晚上去购物中心或是大商场 mall 里面的书店。 Let's go to the mall tonight。 妹拒绝了他，但是到了晚上又有另外一个朋友也约妹去逛 mall。 这次妹很想去，但是又怕在 mall 里面遇到 Julie， 多不好意思啊。如果你是妹，你会怎么办呢？
妹 and Julie were walking home from school。Julie was asking May about the comic book club. May was in the club.
I was thinking about joining,
Julie said.
But you don't like comics,
May said.
Why do you want to join? So we can spend more time together,
Julie answered. But May didn't really want to spend more time with Julie.
We meet two girls, May and Julie. They are walking home from school. Julie was asking about May. She is part of a comic book club.
Yeah, a comic tells a story. These stories are related to fictional characters. You can find them in newspapers or in magazines.
Right, or they come in a book, which we call a comic book. When you look at a comic, it looks like a cartoon drawing, right? You can see a series of pictures.
Peter, did you read comic books when you were younger?
I did. I loved reading comic books, like Batman, Superman, and the Avengers.
Oh, well, I never read comic books, but I know some girls do and some girls don't. So why was Julie asking May about the comic book club?
Well, because she was thinking about joining it. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
Julie 说她在考虑加入漫画社。I was thinking about joining. 从这个句子里我们可以学到两件事。第一就是片语 think about something. 它是考虑某件事的意思。所以如果有朋友问你最近工作可好，你可回答 I'm thinking about my job. 在考虑我的工作。或者他们到底什么时候要休假。They're thinking about July. 他们在考虑七月休假。第二呢，就是因为 about 是介系词，所以后面一般都是接名词、动名词或是动名词片语。我们来练习一下动名词片语的说法。She is thinking about resting at home today. 她在考虑今天要不要在家休息。We're thinking about inviting Mr. Norman. 我们在考虑邀请 Mr. Norman。
Thank you, Jack. So Julie is thinking about joining the comic book club. She wants to be part of it.
Yeah, but I don't understand why she wants to join. Does Julie even like comics?
No, she doesn't. And we see in our conversation, Julie says we can spend more time together. She answered like that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about this word, answer. If you ask a question, Marie...She has to do something back, right? She has to answer. Okay, Marie, I have some questions and you should answer them, right?
Okay.
So, who is Batman's partner?
Oh, I know this answer. I did see the movie Batman and Robin is his partner.
That's a good answer. It's right. All right, here's one more. Who's part of the Avengers?
Oh, this is a hard one. Okay, Captain America, Iron Man, and Hello Kitty?
Almost right, Hello Kitty is not part of the Avengers, Marie.
Well, I almost got the answer right. All right, friends, let's continue to learn more about Julie and May. Here's part two.
Julie was nice.But May didn't want her to be a member of the comic book club.
Hey, do you want to go to the bookstore tonight? You could show me some comic books.
Julie said.
Sorry, I have to do something with my family.
May said, but that was not true. May just wanted to avoid Julie.
Okay, another time.
Julie said and went home.
Julie seems like a very nice person, but May doesn't want her to be a member of the comic book club. Peter, were you ever a member of anything, or are you a member of something now?
Well, I was a team member of some sports teams. So yes, I was a member of the soccer team.
Oh, that's great. Maybe you guys are members of something too. Maybe you're a member of the swim team,or a member of a music band.
So in our lesson, Julie asks May if she wants to go to the bookstore tonight. Marie, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I am just staying home. I'm going to make dinner, watch some TV, and go to bed.
Well, friends, what will you do tonight? Study for a test? Have some dinner with the family? Talk about it with your friends.
So can Julie go to the bookstore with May tonight? Good answer. No, she can't.
Yeah, she says she has to do something with her family. Don't forget grandparents, cousins, aunts and uncles. Wow, there's a lot of family and family is wonderful. But as we learn, May is not really doing anything with her family.She just said that because she wants to avoid Julie. Right, Marie? Hey, Marie? Marie, over here!
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. Don't worry, I wasn't avoiding you. I was just thinking about something. Sorry.
Oh, okay, well, I'm glad you weren't avoiding me. That's kind of rude. Because if you do avoid me, I'm going to think you don't want to be my friend or something.
I will never do that to you, Peter.
Well, that's a relief.
So May avoided Julie by saying she had plans with her family. And Julie said, okay, another time.
Okay, another time.
Hey, Peter, we both just said today's
calendar phrase.
Okay, another time. Okay, another time.
好，再找个时间吧。
I can't have lunch with you today.
Okay, another time.
I can't go to the movies with you tonight.
Okay, another time.
I can't go to the party with you tomorrow.
Okay, another time. So, when can we get together?
In about 3 years.
Great! I can't wait.
Okay, another time.
Okay, another time.
好，再找个时间吧。
Well, friends, we have more to learn, but we'll have to do that another time because we need to take a short break right now. See you soon. Welcome back from the break, friends. So while we're talking about friends, we have different kinds, right?
That's right. I have a very few close friends. Some of them are very funny, and others are quite quiet. My friends are all different.
Yes, close friends we share our very personal things with. But we have other friends just at school. Maybe we say hi to them or do homework together. Well, let's find out what happens in the last part of our talk about it. We can watch it together.
Later, May was reading. Then she got a call from her friend, Cynthia.
May, we have to go to the mall's bookstore. There's a special sale on comic books today.
May wanted to go to the bookstore. She wanted to get some new comics. Then she remembered Julie. What if Julie saw her at the mall with Cynthia? May didn't know what to do. What would you do?
So we learn that Julie wants to be May's friend. But May doesn't really want to spend so much time with her.
Right. This can be a very difficult situation. Maybe you have felt like May before. In part 3 of our lesson, May was reading.
May was reading. This is a great sentence for you guys to know. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about it.
Hey everyone, if you want to say that someone was doing something, you can use this grammar point. For example, Bob was fishing, or the TV was playing. Don't forget to use it. Thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's practice making some sentences together. My sister was shopping. He was at the gym exercising.
The baby was sleeping. My mom was cooking dinner. Okay, friends, now it's your turn.
So May was reading. But then she got a call from her friend, Cynthia. Cynthia invited May to go to the mall's bookstore. Hey, maybe I can join them. I love the mall.
Well, I like the mall too, but I don't like the mall as much as Marie. It's a great place to go to, right? You can look at different things. You can almost buy anything there.
That's right. Well, there are many different kinds of stores at the mall. I go to the mall all the time. I like to go there to shop for clothes, shop for bags, and to see what new things have come out.
So May's friend tells her about something special going on at the mall. There's a special sale on comic books today only. Let's learn more about this sentence with Jack.
Cynthia 说今天 mall 里面的漫画书有特价哦。There's a special sale on comic books today. 我想对于喜欢 shopping 的人来说，这是一个特别重要的句型，你说是不是呢？某样东西在特价的话，请说 There's a special sale on something。 介系词要用 on。 童装特卖就说 There's a special sale on children's clothes。 如果冬季夹克特卖的话，就说 There's a special sale on winter jackets。 请你想一想，你最希望什么东西能办特价活动？想好了吗？想好的话，就请你用这个句型来说说看。
Thank you, Jack. Well, I just found out that there is a special sale on shoes this weekend. I'm so excited. If you need to find me, you'll know where I'll be.
Yeah, at the mall. So, May wants to go to the mall. She wanted to go to the bookstore there and get some new comics. But then she remembered Julie.
What do you mean? What does Julie have to do with this?
Well, Julie wanted to know if she wanted to go to the mall earlier. She said, do you want to go to the mall because of the comics bookstore? What if they see her there?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's best if she stays home then. And now, maybe it's best if we review our keywords. All right, friends, let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Comic, comic book, comic, comic book. He reads comic books on the bus.
Club, club. The club meets every Thursday night.
Answer, answer. Please answer my questions.
Member, member. Are you a member of that club?
Mall, mall. Let's go to the mall this weekend. Okay, friends, those are the words. Make sure to practice them at home. And now we can look back at our lesson one more time. Here we go.
May and Julie were walking home from school. Julie was asking May about the comic book club. May was in the club.
I was thinking about joining,
Julie said.
But you don't like comics,
May said.
Why do you want to join? So we can spend more time together,
Julie answered. But May didn't really want to spend more time with Julie. Julie was nice, but May didn't want her to be a member of the comic book club.
Hey, do you want to go to the bookstore tonight? You could show me some comic books,
Julie said.
Sorry, I have to do something with my family,
May said. But that was not true. May just wanted to avoid Julie.
Okay, another time,
Julie said and went home. Later, May was reading. Then she got a call from her friend, Cynthia. May wanted to go to the bookstore. She wanted to get some new comics. Then she remembered Julie. What if Julie saw her at the mall with Cynthia? May didn't know what to do. What would you do?
Hey, Monkey Man! What are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading a comic book.
A comic book? But you don't like comic books.
Well, I didn't before, but I do now.
Oh?
Yeah, in fact, I joined a comic book club.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because someone I know joined the comic book club.
Oh, is that someone? A pretty girl?
Yes. How did you know?
And now you're interested in her?
Maybe, yeah.
Hey, I want to join the comic book club too.
Oh, so you can find a handsome friend?
No, because I like comic books.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
To take a break, let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better, try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Get ready, it's time to take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Veggies are better, try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break. Get some friends and have some cake. There's lots of food out there to try. Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, this is not an easy situation. What if they go and Julie sees them there? How would you handle that situation?
Yeah, well, if I was in her place, I would kind of feel bad if I saw her.
Because yeah.
I said no to her, but yes to another friend.
Yes, but what about this? It's not easy to be friends with everyone, right? Should you be friends with everyone?
Well, I think you should be nice to everyone, but it's pretty impossible to be friends with everyone.
Yes, this is not easy. We hope you talk about this at home. But right now, we're out of time. So we'll see you again on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.